Jay-Z the other day.
Lunch with Jay-Z? Where?
You had lunch with Jay-Z in
New York. I didn't have lunch with him, I don't think. He's a different Indian dude, different black dude. Greatest question. Next.
That's the guy from Sundar.
That was Dev Patel and Waka Flocka Flame.
Have you guys seen the movie?
Oh,
no,
so you're like, what the hell is Mike doing here?
That would have been, good if you guys saw it.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to this is screening tonight, yeah?
Is there?
You have tickets for us?
For the junket, usually they give us the screening, but for this, it's just like...
There is
screening.
There is a screening tonight because we're introducing it, yeah. Okay. But you guys should try to go.
Introducing clips, I think.
Can you tell them to put us on the list?
Yeah.
Put these guys on the list for the thing.
Right, well, tell us in a nutshell about the...
The film is called 30 Minutes or Less, and myself, Jesse Eisenberg, Nick Swartzen, Danny McBride, Michael Pena are in the film. It's directed by Ruben Fleischer, who directed Zombieland. And the kind of the gist of the movie is just Jesse plays this guy as a pizza delivery guy, and these two bad guys, Danny McBride and Nick Swartzen, force him to rob a bank and get $100,000, and he has nowhere to turn to. But his best friend, Chet, played by me.
Chet.
And so, it's like kind of like this action comedy bank robbery. And Michael, you want to talk about Django, your character?
Yeah, and I play the assassin that these guys, you know, they make him go rob a bank to get $100,000, and that's to pay me to kill his dad. So there you go, it's a simple story.
Now we don't need to see the movie.
It's just a really funny action comedy, and I think... each of us, as actors, brings so much to our roles. Like, you know, I can't imagine anyone playing Chango besides Peña, and he brought so much to the role that wasn't on the page, and I think everyone did that with all their characters, and I think that's what's really cool about the movie.
Is it based on that story about the guy, the pizza guy, and the guy
too? No, because this movie's about, like, you know, two guys are best friends, and I think that there's that same device of, like, they're being forced to rob a bank, but to me this movie's about just two regular guys who are forced to rob a bank.
So we're at Comic-Con, are you guys very geeky, or do you like comics, or geeky?
Yeah, I do, actually. I really like...
Yeah, you read a lot of comic books, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, well, not a lot, but I did this movie with Seth Rogen. He always talks about comic books, and I was like, what's going on? I said,
Observe and Report, which I also was in, by the way.
Yeah.
I did this movie with Seth Rogen that you were also in.
We didn't have any scenes.
That's true.
That's true. It was awesome at the table read.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. It was a sincere sensation. No, but, and he told me about The Preacher, which, I read the first book, and I thought it was pretty good, and then I read the second book, and then I bought all, like, I think there's 8 of them, and I had 2 copies of each just to make sure that, you know, and I'm a big fan. I haven't found anything else that I'm, like, super stoked about, if you guys have any.
People seem excited about The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I got that one, too. I haven't read it yet.
So,
For
you?
It
could be technology, anything.
I read around the time when we were doing Observe and Report, I was reading Why the Last Man. I thought that was pretty cool. Comic books, yeah. And then movie stuff, yeah, I mean, I guess, man, I like Star Wars and all that stuff. I don't like dress up or anything, but
so
I'm into it.
So you consider yourself a geek?
I mean, for the purposes of this question, sure.
For years, sometimes I've heard comedic actors talk about how exhausting comedy can be, and then you throw on top of it, you're in something that's, you know, action and adventure, all that. Was it then combined all like just at the end, you know, just like kind of felt like been run through the ringer, or was it, you know, all kind of handled in its own?
I mean, the action stuff was pretty tame. It wasn't too crazy. Like the car chase scene that me and Eisenberg do, that took a few days to film. It was not.
Your first car chase?
That was the first one. I've never done. There wasn't like a deleted car chase and funny people or anything that I know of. There should have been. That would have been cool. But yeah, and then like the fight scenes and stuff that I had were pretty tame. It wasn't too hard. But yeah, I mean, it was mainly still comedy.
Yeah, I did this movie Shooter, and I think for me to run,
I was in Shooter,
50
no,
yards. No, you were at the table read.
We
50 yards. It took a week.
To a scene where you ran 50 yards?
For 50 yards, it took 1
wow.
week. So.
Sounds like the movie should have been called Runner.
Yeah. Burning Shooter.
You were kind of caught up in the aftermath a couple weeks ago of a gang shooting in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, we've done a lot of ride-alongs for this movie, End of Watch. And I think it was like, I don't know, just under 20 ride-alongs, which is a lot. You know, we've been preparing for like 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
And, you know, we went up to this scene, and there was a shooting. The guy was shot in the face and the arms and stuff. And it's kind of weird when you get this, like, not desensitized, but, like, you've seen it enough, you know, stabbings and shootings. And it definitely changes you. Like, you almost lose a little bit of life. You know, when you're like, wow, how can somebody just do that and split? And I think the guy, I'm not sure, but I think the guy was ordered to testify and be a witness of a murder. And then, you know, yeah. I don't
Someone
know.
Someone was trying to take him out, maybe.
Yeah.
Have you reached him out? Well,
I mean, what can you say to a guy that's been shot in the face?
No, I know, but like, have
I'm like, I can't understand what you're saying, dude.
Oh, no. I mean, like, have you?
Anyway, 30 minutes or less.
Yeah. Do you speak English?
No, but have you been able to, like, reach out to the family or anything like that? Or
no, I mean, like, you gotta keep your, you know, your distance, you know what I mean? You're like, real nurture? You don't,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was talking to some of the stars of Napoleon Dynamite yesterday who were all here to talk about their show, and they were talking about when Napoleon Dynamite, the movie, was made back in 2003.
Oh, what show?
Animated show.
Oh, cool.
But they were talking about how the climate back then for indie comedies was really good and a lot were coming out and being made, and that they didn't feel that the climate was the same now, that there aren't a lot of projects out there. I mean, have you guys experienced that, a dearth of, like, good scripts or backers?
I don't read anything I like at all. Hardly. I mean, I read 30 Minutes or Less, so I liked it, I did it, but I don't know. I don't read much stuff I like myself.
Yeah, I mean, I do like a lot of stuff. I liked Win-Win, Cedar Rapids, Cyrus, I thought was really
I don't
good.
Mean I don't like any movies that are made.
Oh.
I mean, like, I don't, like, read stuff that's like, oh, this is something you can do, it's really funny, and, you know, I don't read scripts I like a lot, but I think I don't know. I'm not shitting on stuff, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, no, I get that,
really,
yeah.
I don't think there's, like, a lot of, like, 10, like, really funny scripts that, like, you know, are waiting to get made. It's hard to get a movie made. It's hard to get, like, to get a really script that's really funny. I've been working with Apatow on the script that me and my friend Jason have been developing to do. Hopefully, the next time I have a break from Parks and Rec. And, like, he was talking to us about, like, Bridesmaids and stuff. He's like, yeah, it took, like, 5 years to, like, get
Whoa.
Everything together and, like, get that script in the position it was and everything, you know. It's really hard.
Do you prefer television or film?
I don't have a preference. I like doing both.
And what's happening on your show right now?
We're going back to start shooting season 4 on Monday, actually. And we read the first script the other day, and it was really funny. I think people will be excited. Yeah, it's good.
Are you looking at any of the stuff that's been out here? Like, do you watch True Blood? Are you following Twilight? Are you a secret fan about anything that's here that's a big deal? Are you on?
I haven't seen True Blood. What, have you seen any of those shows?
Well, I mean, I like, you know, I just saw a poster for Batman, Spider-Man. There's this Mexican superhero. Oh, no, there's not.
But are you excited about, one of you guys excited about anything that's here that's like everybody?
He flies in a poncho.
Are they doing anything for Dark Knight Rises? Why not?
Oh, is it?
I'd go
they
that.
Didn't
want
to come.
Oh, I wanted to, I read
that's
I read this
yeah, that, part
that movie In Time.
With Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, I read that. I thought that script was awesome.
Really?
I thought it was a cool idea. Yeah, but I think the panel already happened. I missed that.
So you mentioned that you looked at the script for the first Parks and Rec. Will we see Tammy Wan in the first episode?
Not, I can't say. I don't know. I don't know if they would get mad at me.
Okay. New energy around there with the Emmy nomination?
Oh, I haven't been back, but, I mean, we're all excited. You know, this season was so fun, and it was so cool that people really got behind the show, and the Emmy thing was very nice for everyone that works on the show, for sure.
Are they planning any more changes? I mean, it's always these gradual things.
Where'd you get those cookies from?
In my bag.
Cookies are finish that?
No, they're going to chop them in raspberries.
Are they organic?
You want one, Michael?
Not if it's not organic.
Okay. Sorry, what were you asking?
They're always looking for little tweaks and parts of that. You know, just kind of modifying characters and trying to make them out of business. Are there going to be other big wholesale kind of changes in the coming season, or are you guys finally kind of like...
I think
like Rashida's character bringing her in.
Yeah, I think as the show's gone along, the writers have gotten better at writing for the characters, and we've gotten better at playing the characters, and we've just gotten to get to know the characters better as time's gone along. So I think there's always a little bit of a, you know, discover more about these people as you go along with the series.
But they don't tell you ahead of time what's going to happen. What they're planning, or
like
they keep
big,
it quiet.
Big arcs? Yeah, they'll talk to us about it every now and then. I haven't had any big discussions with them about Tom for this season yet, not really. Just like initial episodes.
So, Michael, you're playing a hitman in this, right? Is that the accurate way of an assassin?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. Playing an assassin in a comedy, that's even more interesting.
Well, I actually have a friend, I was going to say his name, but he is in and out of jail. And he does the weirdest shit ever. Like, he, you know, I said, I go back to Chicago, and I was like, hey, man, what you do over the weekend? He's like, I was in jail, dog. And I was like, what were you in jail for? He's like, I smoked weed, man. And I was like, okay. He's like, the cops came by, and he said, you know, put that out. And he's like, I'm gonna put it out. Now I finished it and they sent me to jail. You know, I was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you dumb motherfuckers, they're gonna send you to jail.
Everything Michael says in the movie makes me laugh. It's all so funny. It's an assassin character, but it's just as silly as that. Like the whole movie. Like,
but
every time he comes on the screen, it's so funny to me.
He doesn't think he's silly at all, though. Like this guy, he doesn't understand why he got arrested, and he's like, you know, these cops are after me, man. I'm like, no, dude, you're smoking a joint in front of him.
That is illegal.
Yeah, that is illegal, but he doesn't compete that. But that's who I modeled the character after. And I've been trying to do that character in a movie for a long time. And, you know, it presented itself. It was actually written for, like, a tall African-American dude. And I saw, what's that guy? He's acting now from the New York Giants. What's that? Yeah. What's his name? Wrong panel. Yeah, but anyway, I saw him come out of the audition. I was like, damn it. So, but thank God they hired me. Oh.
Yeah, I watched Zombieland right before I met with Ruben about this movie. I watched Zombieland and I was like, whoa, like, this is a really good movie. I'm not like a huge zombie guy or whatever. And then I watched it and I was like, wow, it just doesn't stop. It's just always fun and exciting. And he was great to work with on the movie. I think for all of us, he was very encouraging about, you know, any ideas we had, anything we wanted to bring to the characters. And whenever, you know, we would do scripted takes and then we would do takes where we improvised stuff. And he was just always an attitude of like, there's no bad ideas, like try anything because we can always just not use it if it doesn't work. And when you have that kind of freedom as an actor, I think it's always very encouraging.
Aziz, I have a reader question. Comics have gone from geeky to cool. What other seemingly dorky hobby actually interests you?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
The comics have gone from geeky to cool. What other seemingly dorky hobby actually impresses the ladies?
Hopefully foosball playing, because I'm really good at foosball.
Chess, I heard, is a big hook.
I would stay here and have another cocktail with you, but I got a chess game.
And they're like, oh, chess game?
Can we get a picture of you guys?
Sure.
Get this question out of the way. What was it like working with Jennifer?
Working with Jennifer was amazing. Honestly, it was like meeting her and hanging out with her. She's just the greatest woman that I've ever met in my life. And I'm not just saying that. It sounds like such a, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, it's my co-star. She's just, like, the nicest, coolest, funniest, beautiful, like, so down to earth. Like, one of the most unaffected people I've ever met who she is.
It's nice to be working in that, where you guys were, Hawaii. And
yeah.
You know, sort of hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Hawaii can make a lot of people that are unsavory feel amazing. but she genuinely, we moved, you know, we carried our friendship back to LA and she was still cool.
Yeah.
But no, she really, really was great, man. And I thought she was really funny in the movie, just great timing. And I really think the world of her.
Cool. That's it. I'm glad we could answer that Jennifer Aniston question. But,
Are you guys geeky comics? Do you like to collect anything?
Nick?
I grew up a big comic book fan, and then I kind of got out of it. But I am peripherally. I'm a big movie fan. I'm a big video game fan, stuff like that. So I can definitely, you know, and I'm a superhero fan, so it still, this resonates with me pretty hard.
I love coming here, but it's funny. I feel like with Zombieland and, like, the sort of, like, genre that loves zombies and stuff, I felt really, like, irresponsible having made that movie and not grown up with all those films. But I appreciate everything that is here, and I'm glad to contribute another film to put it out there. And if anything, I was a comedy nerd. Like, I just grew up loving comedy, and that was the thing that, like, really drove me to want to get involved making stuff, just because I was a fan of comedians and just wanted to figure out a way to hang out with them.
I also collect body odor.
So do a lot of people at Comic Con. Any cameos in this one we need to tease, warn the audience about?
There's a couple Smurfs.
We didn't
want to
tell the secret, but...
A couple Smurfs are in it. I'm not going to say which Smurfs.
Just going to have to wait and see. No, Jesse Eisenberg has a cameo as the lead. No, there's.
I mean,
I wish we could provide another kind of scene stealing cameo. I got to say, Fred Ward. I don't know if it's a surprise or a cameo, but Fred Ward, in every scene he's in, is so great. Like, he's someone that, like, I grew up loving, like Remo Williams, and he's just a classic actor and so funny. And I think we're all really psyched to get to work with him in this film.
Aziz was saying a lot of the stuff with Michael. He was laughing every time
Peña
says something. Yeah.
Peña destroys. He's so funny.
Super funny.
It's this, like, really original character. Like, honestly, when he came in and I saw it for the first time, I just was blown away. And it's, you've never seen a hitman like this. Like, it's such a kind of stock part, just like the toughie, like the tough, badass hitman. And Peña makes it completely original and steals kind of every scene he's in. He's
so
funny.
He's completely different than what it was written for.
Yeah, it's written for, like, a not crazy Latino gangbanger. It was a different sort of direction completely, but he just came in and was so perfect and so funny that, and his ability to improvise. Like, this movie has just an immense amount of improvisation in it, and, like, you wouldn't expect somebody from, like, Crash and World Trade Center to just be able to go off the cuff like that, but he can hang with any of these guys and just some, like, he has a scene that was a, have you guys seen the movie yet? Or, okay, well, when you see it, there's, like, a...
I wish,
like,
you guys had seen it. It's really great.
There's a eighth of a page scene where it just says, Chango cleans his wounds. And he, like, it's him in the mirror. You'll see, if you go to Hall H today, it's going to be in the, there'll be moments of it in the sort of thing that we show. But it just says, Chango cleans his wounds, no dialogue written. And it's seriously one of the biggest laughs in the whole movie. He just, like, improv this whole thing where he's like, you're a pimp. And he's, like, pouring, like... rubbing alcohol on this, like, he just got shot in the neck, and it's so funny, like, so funny.
Nick, even with the movie and TV deals, you still do stand-up. What's your energy secret? Red Bull and cornflakes?
Red Bull and cornflakes. It's hard. Honestly, I don't do as much stand-up as I used to because just creatively, it's just hard to, like, you know, I've got this TV show on Comedy Central, and it's a sketch show, so it's, you know, I have to generate so much content and so much energy to it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'll still think of jokes every once in a while and jump on stage at the improv, but I'm, like, way more exhausted.
But this
so people are
sketch
like,
show...
is this Stephen Wright? I'm just like, I'm like,
no. He still does stand up.
I know, he's amazing. He's a friend. But, no, but my energy is just, like, yeah, it's hard to find the energy.
Because you're writing by yourself. Like, how many sketches, I mean, you told me...
We have writers, too, but, I mean, I have to, like, put...
About hundreds of sketches, right?
You wrote 140 sketches in 7 weeks.
Yeah, which is pretty impressive, like, comedy output, so... Exactly.
But yeah, I always still try to make room for stand up for sure.
What about the script attracted you both to kind of direct and stuff?
For me, I mean, after Zombieland, I had these, like, awesome opportunities to do, like, much bigger movies with much more famous titles and things. But I just loved how original this was when I read it. It really just, I hadn't seen it before, and it was really funny on the page, and I just knew I could cast, the characters are really clearly drawn, and were huge opportunities to cast really funny people, and like, you know, Nick and Danny just first came to mind for those parts, and then Jesse and Aziz too. It just felt like really fresh and cool, and you know, it's dark, it's got a dark premise, needless to say, and it reminded me a little bit of Fargo, which is one of my favorite movies, and it was definitely broader than Fargo, but it has dark undertones and is a similar kind of misguided crime plot. And so I just wanted, you know, as a young filmmaker, if I were to jump into a bigger franchise or a bigger, you know, star, I could easily get lost in the process. And this really felt like an opportunity to continue to define my taste and my style as a filmmaker before, you know, my next movie is a much bigger movie with much bigger actors. And so this, with all due respect, Nick, sorry, I don't mean it like that. Like, but I mean with like, you know, like Sean Penn and, you know, Josh Brolin and people like that, I just wanted to like really have a sense of myself before, you know, trying to take something like that on.
In all fairness, I beat out Sean Penn for Benchwarmers. So, who's laughing now?
It's called Gangster Squad. It's a period gangster movie, kind of like The Untouchables, set in Los Angeles in 1949. And Sean's playing Mickey Cohen, this Jewish gangster that kind of ran the rackets. And Josh Brolin and Ryan Gosling are the two cops that have to bring him down.
Can you confirm Emma Stone is an actor?
She's not officially, but I can honestly tell you that. But it's my dream that she will do it.
Okay. Well,
if you have heard before I have, I will be very, yeah, I mean, it's, I'm not saying that we're not trying to get her to be in the movie, but it's someone else's hands now than mine.
Right. Would you do Zombieland too?
I would, if the opportunity presents itself and the timing's right.
Back to you talking about the, what attracted you to the...
Oh yeah, that's a great, I'm sorry to have just plowed over here. No. Tales of my Sean Penn's. No.
Gangster Squad, I'm excited for it, your movie.
What brought you to 30 Minutes West?
Oh, thank you. I remember I read the script and I had done a table read. You think you know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I had done a table read with the movie.
Before I was involved.
Yeah, so like Red Hour, Ben Stiller and Stuart Kornfeld had the script, and we did a table read of it years ago, or no, maybe a year before. And I did it with like Jonah Hill and some guys. And I was like, oh, this is like a crazy movie. You know, and the subject matter was so intense. And I just was, you know, the script was really funny. And then I never heard anything about it. And then I heard a guy, you know, they were going to make it. And, you know, Ruben got involved. And they called me up. And they're like, hey, do you want to? And I read one of the good guys. Me and Jonah Hill were the good guys. And so they were like, do we want to be one of the bad guys? And, you know, I was psyched to, A, be a bad guy. And also just knowing that they were going to make it with Ruben and Ben Stiller and Stuart Kornfeld. I was like, if anybody could make turn this subject matter into great comedy and action, and Ruben's such a great director, and he was already an old friend, but, you know, I just knew that the hands that this film was in were great hands to, you know, to have it, and, you know, when they put in Jesse and Aziz, I mean, you know, all these guys are so great, so I was really, really psyched to be on board with it.
But I was excited for Nick because I thought it really presented an opportunity for him to show a different side of his talent, like, you know, everyone knows how funny Nick is, but he's also a really terrific actor, and he plays a much more grounded, kind of sensitive person who I like to call the conscience of the movie. And it's just like the emotional journey that he goes on is really important as much as how funny he is. And I thought it was a great opportunity for Nick to really show, you know, all that he can do, and I think people are going to be blown away. He really is so good in this film.
Thank you.
Nick, how is funny for you? What do you define as funny, and what's the secret to telling a good joke?
Timing. Everything. Timing is something that you're born with. You know, you can't teach timing. But I mean, honestly, in terms of like being funny, like I did this movie Bucky Larson. I'm here also promoting, and you know, the rest of the cast is Don Johnson, Christina Ricci, and Stephen Dorff. Hilarious. You know what I mean? But you wouldn't think that they were funny, and it's like, the key, and I always tell, like, I would tell people, like, that are great actors like that, I'm like, just commit, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be, like, meh, 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 like, schmacky, funny. It's like, if you just commit to it, you know what I mean, to what that character is, like, I think, like, Stephen Dorff, I think, is hilarious in this movie, and it's just because he commits to it, like Michael Pena in 30 Minutes or Less, like, you know, his commitment is what's so hilarious. Like, he really, like, commits to this character. And that's what I think makes dramatic actors such great comedic actors, is that they have a commitment.